Good morning, DFW. It is Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. Get to the junk drawer in about 20 minutes. You have made it to the commercial-free expressway here on Sean and RJ on The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy, Bobby Belt next to me.
Got you down.
Peyton and Caitlin alongside. And let's get you a little Cowboys update. Can we afford these contracts, Bobby Belt?
Yeah, if the Cowboys budget continues to tighten, which is something that Stephen Jones has insinuated at best, has announced at worst, I guess, depending on how you view it. But if they're going to continue to tighten their budget, who can you afford? Because you have several free agents that you're facing and several different players that you're trying to figure out, all right, can I keep this guy under contract, or can I afford to pay this? Or should I just look at it and say, you know what? I've got to figure out a cheaper alternative for this, and I've got to figure out another way to approach this. And so we're going to take a look at some of the big free agents that the Cowboys have coming up here and see if you can afford them. Because Brian recently said this, and I've talked about this. Brian was talking about specifically on Love of the Star, which we'll record later today at 12:30. Brian was talking on Love of the Star about Chauncey Golston and said something to the effect of, I'm tired of doing the heavy lifting of developing players for somebody else. I'm sick of it. I don't want to develop players so that they go somewhere else and have success. And it is. It's frustrating when you invest 4 or 5 years in somebody.
Yeah.
You patiently help them grow, bring them along, and then you pass on re-signing them when they finally mature and they're ready to contribute at a meaningful level. And I'm worried that we could be looking at that as a reality for Rico Dowdle, Chauncey Golston, yeah, Osa Odighizuwa. And it would feel like just a colossal waste of time if you were to let them walk right now. But you also might be looking at, hey, things are so tight and you're trying to cut corners and trim your budget to the point that these prices are too high. So what do you do, especially when these guys are playing well? So let's take a look first off at Rico Dowdle.
Okay.
Chop, I'm going to give you this contract and let's just assume this is what it costs you. It's 3 years, it's $18 million, and it's $14 million guaranteed, which means you're basically, it's a two-year contract essentially for $6 million a year.
No.
3 years, $18 million is the same contract the Lions gave David Montgomery.
Couple off seasons ago, yep.
Yep. That came with just $8 million guaranteed, I think.
Yes, now we have entered a new era of paying running backs again. It's not up to the level that it was when you're giving Todd Gurley and Ezekiel Elliott $15 million. But just this offseason, and I know, different discussion, but just this offseason, you got Saquon Barkley gets 3 years at $12 million annually, $12.5 million annually. You get Josh Jacobs got 4 years at $12 million annually. DeAndre Swift, 3 years, $8 million annually. Derrick Henry, 2 for $8 million. Tony Pollard, who a lot of people thought was washed here, 3 for $7 million annually. The guy that I look at and I zero in on, Zach Moss, who was not a productive...
Randy's brother.
Yep, that's the one. Yeah. Zach Moss, who was not a productive running back, was 27 years old entering this offseason, had a lengthy injury history, got 2 years for $8 million. Not annually, but 2 years for $8 million, so it's $4 million. I think it's very reasonable to look at Zach Moss's deal and say, we're worth a couple million more than that. And with the cap inflation, give us a third year. Doesn't have to be guaranteed, but go ahead and give us a third year. And so essentially it's a two-year deal at $6 million a year. Would you rather just go find somebody else, or are you saying Rico Dowdle's shown enough in the last 6 weeks that I'll pay it?
I would rather do anything than pay a running back a second contract.
But let's look at it reasonably from the idea of just what is a second contract with Rico Dowdle. Rico Dowdle for his career, Chop, has, what is this, 339 touches in 5 years.
That's basically a year for Derrick Henry.
Yeah. I mean, less than a year for a lot of times for Derrick Henry. Is that not something that you look at and go, tread is not nearly worn off those tires the way other running backs are? Or do you say, is 27 about wear and tear? Or is 27 about that's just when guys start slipping at that position?
I don't know. It's chicken and egg, right?
Yeah. And I mean, Dowdle might be an interesting test case for it. who, by the way, Dowdle is 97 yards away from 1,000.
Let me ask you this. You could sign Rico to that deal, or you just draft Ashton Jeanty in the first round?
They are picking 17th right now. Let's see what that money is.
I don't know that he'll be there.
Just assume, let's say, maybe he gets there.
Maybe he's there. Let's see.
Or whatever it would be. So if you were to look at just last year, the NFL draft slot amount at 17, for instance, where they're currently picking, that was Dallas Turner. Doesn't have the number there. I think that what you're looking at is, here, Detroit Free Press had this last year. So this was just 2024. If you're looking at number, let's say you have to trade up to 12. You want to say, regardless where you are, you trade up to 12 to go get him. If you go pick him at number 12, that is an $18 million contract over 4 years. Would you rather do that? Just say, I'll pay $4.5 million a year for 4 years?
Yeah.
For Jeanty, who's not proven, but you anticipate will be really good.
Yeah, I would rather do that. So, yeah, you're getting... Right, I would do that.
Okay.
And at 17, it's 16 million. Dallas Turner was 15.8.
Okay. And so if you can get him there, great. Otherwise, you may have to trade up. So you're talking about sacrificing maybe a third or a fourth to go up there. And then...
I mean, we've given up fourths for less.
That's true. That is...
So I don't care about that. And I don't like a running back in the first round, but I think when you're a team that is... when you're trying to build a team, I wouldn't do it. But if you're a win-now team... I'd rather do that than sign a guy to a second contract.
I'm with you. I don't disagree that Ashton Jeanty, I think, is worth it given where this team is. I wonder if you're rolling too much of the dice. I like Dowdle. I think Dowdle's good. Obviously, you're just factoring in the injury history. But you're saying you're going to go ahead and pass on 3 years for 18.
Yes.
Okay. We're passing on 3 years for $18 million. Osa Odighizuwa. Now, when you look at what it has cost to sign big-time defensive tackles, big-time pass-rushing three-technique defensive tackles. Look at in recent years, you have Sheldon Rankins went for 2 years, $24.5 million. That's 12.25. DJ Reader went to Detroit for 2 years, $11 million annually. These were older players, too. They're in their 30s. Grover Stewart was re-signed in Indianapolis for 3 years, $39 million. Dorrance Armstrong left here and got... 3 years for essentially $11 million a year. He's an edge rusher, though.
Right.
I'm going to say that's what we're throwing at Osa. So 3 years, $33 million, $25 million guaranteed. Are you in or out on that deal for Osa Odighizuwa?
I could be in on that. They can't lose any more depth on the defense.
No, because that was the problem last year. They got ravaged in their depth, and that's one of the things that really hurt them early on.
Yeah, they can't lose any more depth, man. They just can't do it. Their defense is going to be really cooked if they don't.
So you're saying you would pay that $11 million annually. You're locking in at $25 million guaranteed for the next 3 years.
I assume they're going to lose Tank.
Lose or more just release.
Walk away
but
from.
Yeah. By the way, Osa Odighizuwa, no defensive tackle has more quarterback hits than him since week 8. And the only player in the NFL who has more hits, quarterback hits than him since week 8 is Myles Garrett has one more.
Yeah, pressure from the middle is big if you can get it.
And he's quick.
Yeah. I don't want a run stopping tackle.
So
that's a waste of money.
We're paying Osa Odighizuwa then. 3 years, $33 million.
Let's do it.
Okay, we're putting that on the books then and resetting it running back. Okay, so we're evaluating here.
Real quick. I went and looked at the best defensive players. This is going into the year at defensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's interior defenders. Chris Jones, Kansas City. Dexter Lawrence, the Giants. Quinnen Williams, the Jets. Derrick Brown, Carolina. Cam Hayward, Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
DeForest Buckner, Colts. Hargrave, San Fran, Simmons, Titans, Jalen Carter, Philly, Christian Wilkins, Raiders. I mean, you've got seven teams that stink in there, and they've got 10 of the best defensive tackles, interior defenders in the game. That's kind of the point, right?
Yeah, but if we're just talking about, and he definitely contributes in a big way, I think. And the way that he... the Giants game was a great example of that. I don't think he got a single quarterback hit in the Giants game. Osa didn't, but he was consistently double teamed and opened things up to where you were able to generate more consistent pressure. So I think it's at least worth looking at. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to add Osa then to the books for next year, and then we'll see how that kind of impacts things as we move forward. But we're taking a look at Cowboys contracts here, what it might cost to bring them back, and if you'd be willing to pay it. Chauncey Golston, who is largely a run stopper. He is a poor man's DeMarcus Lawrence, and that sounds offensive, but he's a good player. He's a really good player. He's not going to give you a ton pass rush-wise. You've already got Marshawn Nealand behind him, who you hope will kind of fill that role, but he's a solid defensive line rotation guy. Looking at the market from the last couple of years and what he's given you this year, 2 years, $10 million total, $5 million annually, and that's seven guaranteed. So you're in it for those 2 years. Are you sticking with Chauncey Golston, or are you saying, nope, I can move on and find somebody else to do that? Or I'll ask Nealand to step up?
You got to ask Nealand.
Okay, so you're just saying, cross that off, I don't need that. And we'll get to the end of this, and when you've made all your decisions, you may say, all right, I've only kept one of these. I feel like I can afford another. Right. So, all right, next one. Kevontae Turpin.
Yeah.
Who has been a valuable asset for you in the return game and has shown recently that he can be a valuable asset as a receiver as well. I think what you're looking at there is he's an exclusive rights free agent, which means
you can match.
They've got all the control here. He's a restricted free agent. Exclusive rights free agent is Brock Hoffman. That's the one that's all the control. What they can do is they can put a tender on him, either right of first refusal, which costs like $3.5 million, a second round tender, which is $5.2 million. And basically what that means is if you sign him to that and another team signs him to a contract and you don't match the contract offer, you get a second round pick.
Okay.
Or a first round tender, which is more like $7 million. I don't know that a right of first refusal tender at $3.5 million will do it for you. I think somebody could come along and say, I'll pay him $6 million a year to be a return guy and a receiver for me in the slot.
I like Turpin.
So Turpin, if I give you the second
How old
round,
is he?
Turpin is, it's a good question. Let's look it up. If you give Turpin the second round tender, I don't think anybody signed him away. He's 28. He'll be 29 next August. If you just sign, but this is just the tender. If you sign him to the second round tender, that's 1 year, $5.2 million fully guaranteed. So just one more year you're committing yourself to. Because nobody's coming in to give a second round pick for Kevontae Turpin, even if they might pay him more than $5.2 million.
Let's do it.
Okay, so you're in on Kevontae Turpin. We're bringing him back at 1 year, $5.2 million.
He's a valuable weapon.
Absolutely. Totally agree with that. Next one here, and really the last one, because Brock Hoffman, Wanya Thomas, guys like that, they're exclusive rights free agents. They've got a ton of control of them. Last one I'm going to throw at you here is, actually, I'll throw one more after this.
Oh.
Carl Lawson. 1 year, $5 million, $3.5 million guaranteed. He's been a really good pass rusher for them off the edge.
It's cheap.
Overall, I mean, in reality, that's cheap if you expect he's going to be able to do it again next year for you.
That's cheap, especially if you're going to sign Micah, you're going to need to fill out 50 more players on $130 million.
He has 5 sacks this season, 15 quarterback hits. This is, by the way, his fifth NFL season with at least 5 sacks.
All right, yeah.
Staying healthy has just been the biggest thing for him. And he will be 30 next year.
That's cheap enough.
Okay, so you're on board with keeping Carl Lawson at that price. And then we go to the one that is probably the most difficult for Cowboys fans to potentially say goodbye to, depending on how much money he costs you here. Jordan Lewis. If I say Jordan Lewis, given the season that he's had, is worth 3 years, $24 million. It's $8 million annually. And we're going to say that $15 million of that is fully guaranteed. So you're in for 2 years for an aging, undersized corner who has bounced back in a big way, though.
He'll be 30 when the season starts. I would. You know what? The only saving grace. Diggs will be back next year? For sure?
I don't know. I don't know that even if he's healthy, he's back next year. They have financial questions at corner.
So the issue is, like, if he's your third corner, I could deal with a 30-year-old third corner.
Yeah, and he'll be third corner, meaning
third.
That's
corner.
A starter.
Right.
So, yeah.
But still, you're theoretically, if you're playing starter coverage, theoretically, you're on the third wide receiver. which is the worst.
I mean, although he's played really well this year, and he's been on the top guy a lot.
But like, let's just say if they were putting him on the depth chart, he's third. He's against the third wide receiver.
Kalen Carson did not play as well as you hoped.
No. But I mean, 30-year-old corners, man, that is, you're asking for it.
You might be. Now, we have seen some success. For instance, what Stephon Gilmore gave you at 33 was solid for what he gave you at 33.
Yeah.
And he ended up being a $7 million corner this offseason for Minnesota. So if somebody says, I'll pay him essentially a two-year deal for $8 million a year, are you willing to jump in on that? Or do you say, there's just too many questions about him breaking down? He's had injury issues recently.
I mean, he has.
He's smaller.
It's not going to get any easier.
He's not super fast.
But the thing is, like, he's now playing with brains. He's at the point of his career, he's playing with brains.
Does the locker room aspect matter at all for you when you're considering this? Because he is arguably the leader on defense. Guys look up to him.
Yeah, I think that matters to an extent.
So 3 for 24, you're basically in for 50. You're in for $15 million guaranteed, which would be two seasons.
It's a two-year deal. I get away with that.
All right. So you're bringing back on this list Oso Odighizuwa, Kevontae Turpin, Carl Lawson, Jordan Lewis. You are saying goodbye to Chauncey Golston and Rico Dowdle.
Yeah.
Which, in reality, you've got to say goodbye to roughly...
You've got to say goodbye to anybody, somebody.
I think the average... I got to go back and look at what it's been in the past. I think on average, the Cowboys let 60% of their free agents go every offseason. So, I mean, reasonable right there. And you've got other guys who are free agents, but those are your big-time contributors. So you're bringing back Lawson, Lewis, Turpin, Odighizuwa, and then figuring out depth at defensive line with Golston gone, and then finding a new starting running back.
From the 817, Chop worries too much about age. I do.
I mean, that's why you went young.
Did. 10 years younger. 9.5. But you
that's
got
10. No, don't throw 9.5. That's
9 and 10. A half.
That's 10.
9.5. Yeah, I mean, but
what is she? We figured out she's a month older than me, or I'm a month older than her. What month was she born?
May.
She was born in May, so she's a month older than me.
Oh man.
You want to date me, Chuck?
yeah, sure. It's. I mean, look. I when you hit 30, like history shows it that it's just you fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, you can't...
Especially undersized corners.
You can never know who's not going to... You can never know who's going to be the outlier.
Yep.
So you don't even bother. You just say, look, this is a hard line stance. This is what we're doing. We don't know who's going to be the outlier, so, you know, we're done at this age.
Yeah.
It's tough. It sucks, because sometimes you're going to be wrong. But it's going to even out with sometimes you're going to be right. So, I mean, you can do it either way you want, and just say, I don't care about age, and then you'll be right half the time and wrong half the time. But it's easier. I think it's easier to be wrong and not sign them.
Sure.
At that age.
Yeah. So. No doubt about it.